Well, the calendar may say that it is President's Day, but it felt more like Independence Day for computer users. Today, many staged protests around the country and here in the Bay Area over having to pay for something they don't want and don't use, Microsoft's operating system. ABC 7's Greg Goodale is live in our South Bay Bureau with the details. Greg?
Well, normally we think of Windows or Macintosh as the operating system for our computers, but many people don't like it. There are smaller systems out there that many people prefer, and they say if they don't use Windows, why should they have to pay for it? Well, today they started demanding their money back.
So if Microsoft does not give refunds.
Like a pack of cyberhounds surrounding a tree bear, protesters cornered a Microsoft spokesman, angry because their computers came preloaded with Windows, something they don't want and don't want to pay for. More than 100 people who don't do Windows marched to Microsoft's company headquarters in Foster City demanding refunds.
People are trying to get their money back for things that they're not going to use and didn't want to pay for in the first place. That's something that makes me happy. I hope that Microsoft realizes, you know, that these business practices are forcing people to waste their money.
We protest being forced to pay twice for the same, for something that we never use.
We ain't willing to comply because we don't want their Windows, and we want our money back.
Windows is an operating system. Basically, it tells your computer how to work. But there are other such systems, and these protesters say they never used the Windows that came with their computers, preferring alternatives like Linux, which is available free, and some say is simpler and more secure. Microsoft calls it cyber babble. You know,
I think fundamentally what today is about is a PR activity being used by some Linux enthusiasts to generate interest in their product.
Microsoft says it's up to computer makers, not them, to give buyers refunds. Protesters say they're just getting the runaround.
And the computer manufacturers say, well, it's not our problem, you have to talk to Microsoft. In enlightened circles, this is called a catch-22.
And protesters figure Microsoft owes each of them about $50. However, again, the company says it's up to the computer companies to repay them. The company says it's always happy to talk with people and did talk to them outside for a while. But when the protesters tried to go upstairs to corporate offices, they said no. Reporting live from San Jose, I'm Greg Goodale, ABC 7 News.
Okay, Greg, thanks.